The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, as usual, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. It's a good day in South Carolina, isn't it? With the passage, Senate
yes,
passed
it
our
is.
Bill.
Yes, a busy legislative week with the heartbeat bill being passed. Of course, last weekend was the Republican convention in Columbia. I know that you were there. Of course, we've had Senator Tim Scott join the presidential race, as did Governor Ron DeSantis. I mean, it's been a busy, busy week, and you have some personal news too. I saw where there's an engagement in your family.
There is. I mean, it was a busy Saturday for me for sure. Headed down to the convention and then back to throw an engagement party for my daughter Amanda. We're super blessed. She's our oldest, so it's our first one. So we're in uncharted territory, but we're very excited about celebrating her and Simon next year. So it's been definitely a busy week. If you blink, God only knows what will happen, right?
That is for sure. So your son-in-law-to-be, his name is Simon?
His name is Simon.
Okay. Like my one of my puppy dogs is Simon. One of my cocker spaniels.
I'm going to tell him that. Say your name is famous.
Yes, a great name. A great name for sure. Yeah. All right. So let's start then with, of course, the South Carolina Senate in session. And they acted pretty quickly and were able to get the heartbeat bill passed and Governor McMaster ready to sign it into law.
Absolutely. Just waiting for it to come to his desk, and he's going to put ink to paper and get that put in. And we are going to, you know, I would love to say that somebody's not going to come up and try to challenge it, but I'm sure somebody will come up and try to challenge it. But we, you know, we have, the governor has always said he never agreed with the ruling in the Supreme Court, and we have a different makeup of the Supreme Court this time. So I am very hopeful that this will be codified into law and stay that way, and we'll start protecting human life here in South Carolina once again.
Well, and I do, you know, I've had Representative John McCravey on soon after the House passed their version and sent it back to the Senate. I talked with Senator Josh Kimbrell this week as well after the Senate passed it. I spoke with Attorney General Alan Wilson the other day as well, and everybody is saying, hey, look, we addressed some of the issues that came up in the original court case, and as you pointed out, we have a different makeup on the Supreme Court. And so they're feeling pretty confident. Of course, you never know what a group of judges are going to do, but they're feeling pretty confident that some of the issues have been addressed, and that it's going to be challenged. Planned Parenthood, I'm sure, probably already has the suit ready to file as soon as the governor signs it. But everybody's saying they think we're in good shape this time.
Yes, and that's what we're all praying for. I hope everybody continues to pray for that. But it has been definitely a wild ride. Last week we saw, 1,000 amendments tried to be brought up against it in the House to block it. We had senators trying to block it in the Senate. Some of them, Republican senators, which,
sure,
is definitely was a little concerning. But it passed and it's here, and I know the governor and I couldn't be more pleased. So we're waiting for it in the executive branch. Can't wait to sign it into law, and then we'll fight it just like we do everything else that we need to make sure stays exactly where it needs to be. And everybody is feeling very good in Columbia that this will stand, that it will withstand the pressures of Planned Parenthood this time.
Yep, that is for sure. That is our prayer for sure. A lot of other things going on too. I kind of keep up with you on Facebook, and as I've mentioned to you before, I get kind of tired just trying to keep up with where you've been and where you're going. So I can't imagine actually doing all the things that, that you do, but you brought to our attention that that this is EMS Professionals Week, and wow, you know, what a special group of people.
I mean, they are, and we really, you know, I think we got a whole new appreciation for our medical community during COVID, and these frontline workers, sometimes we just take for granted that they're there, but there is a, we definitely have a shortage in our EMS workers, so we want to encourage everybody who has the heart, and for me, it would be the stomach, right, because you never know what you're walking into, but encourage you to step up and, you know, get some training and reach out. These are a wonderful group of people, and we couldn't thank them enough. But Joey, one thing that hasn't hit my Facebook page, which is really relevant, it'll probably hit on today, is on what's today? Today is Thursday. So on Tuesday night, I was in Lexington, North Carolina with Homes for Heroes. That's Lee Greenwood's. That is his organization, mm-hmm. and we delivered a home. I was so incredibly honored to be there with Lee Greenwood, and Pete Hegsett with it was there. He was doing the moderating, and Richard Childress. It was at his vineyard. He threw this big celebration for our veterans, but we have one of our own here in Greenville. A house was given to through this foundation. And it was Staff Sergeant Livingston and his family were there. He was surprised. He had no idea he was being awarded a home that it was specially equipped for his needs. So what a great thing happening. And I couldn't be more honored to have been there to see it and to shake his hand and tell him how proud I was to serve him as his lieutenant governor. It was a really great, great night.
Wow. What an amazing story. And what a great group as well.
Yes. So anybody who doesn't know about Homes for Heroes, really look into it. Lee Greenwood is so passionate. I got to meet him and his wife, Kim. Great family. And they give away awards for heroes. And their heroes are the people that are helping our heroes. And he's giving away 100 homes this year. And he does it with the help of builders and businesses and everybody's donations. And the veterans that are there that have been disabled, you know, it's interesting because they would tell you that they would go in and fight tomorrow if they could. That they would defend this country again tomorrow if they could. And they don't want people's pity, and they don't want you know, they really don't want to be the face of this cause. They just want people to know how grateful they were to serve their country. And it was just a really special night. I can't even tell you what an honor it was to be there.
Yeah. On our text line, I'm getting a note here, and I've got to ask this because I think I get this note about every week when you and I are talking. We have a texter on our Big Rock text line asking what your position is on daylight savings time and if there's an effort in South Carolina to stop us from switching back and forth. Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, you know, there is always talk about it, but I've never seen a bill get put through. You know, my opinion on this is whatever we do, we have to do it as a nation, right? So it can't be something that gets adopted state by state. It would be chaos. Can you imagine? I know what they're trying to do is kind of get states to come up with a consensus that if it happens on a national level where there's a vote, we would all go in unison.
Right.
And so whatever we do, we got to do it together. Can you imagine how crazy our watches would be if we were traveling state lines and everybody was different? But I don't have a real opinion on that. I remember hearing about it when I was really young and why daylight savings happened. I don't think most people even realize that, but it was to save energy.
Yes.
And so if we find out that it's not doing that, I surely would love to not have that hour. Seems like it's only an hour, but I don't know about y'all, but it really impacts me when we have to throw it ahead and I lose an hour's worth of sleep. So I'd be happy to keep it where it is.
It always takes me a few days, if not a week or so, to get used to it once we change it. And you're right. I mean, what a disaster if each individual state had their own time. I mean, I have a hard enough time being on time as it is. If I've got two or three different time zones, I mean, if I go to Georgia or North Carolina nearby and their time is different, how confusing is that going to be? So, well, I promised that I would ask you because the texter has texted me that many times in the past. So there, I've done my duty.
You have done your duty. And right, if it's not saving us energy, which was his intended purpose, then I say let us all have to not have one more thing we have to overcome in the morning.
There you go. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always a pleasure. We'll catch up again next week. Have a blessed Memorial Weekend.
Yes, happy Memorial Day to everybody. Be safe and say a prayer for all those that we lost fighting for what we love, which is our freedom.
Absolutely. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.